You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Fibromyalgia is a condition that affects 6 million Americans, if not more, and it causes widespread pain, sleep problems, fatigue, and often psychological distress. Now, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, best-selling author of The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, the essential guide to overcoming chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia made easy, is here on Wellness for Life to give you practical tips on how to break free from your irritating symptoms and sometimes even debilitating symptoms. Welcome, Dr. Teitelbaum. Gosh, thanks so much for being here. Now, Do these symptoms of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue always go hand in hand?
They tend to in most people. Most people who have one have both. But the bottom line is that if you have a combination of exhaustion that doesn't go away with vacation and the inability to get a good night's sleep, you're exhausted but can't sleep, you've got this process. In addition, you're going to see things like brain fog, widespread pain, and literally dozens of other symptoms that can go on. But that's the hallmark: tired, achy, brain fog, and can't sleep. And these represent an energy crisis in your body. Your body's mitochondria are not working. And when you treat the energy crisis, our published placebo-controlled studies show that 91% of people improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life. These are very, very treatable problems.
Now, what is the root cause of it? I mean, we all have fatigue and pain. A lot of us suffer from it. But it's not like it's a debilitating where it's complete exhaustion and with sleep problems. But what is the root cause of these issues?
When the energy crisis gets so severe that you basically blow a fuse, you trip a circuit breaker in your body called the hypothalamus. That's the control center in the brain. That's when you pass over from day-to-day fatigue and day-to-day muscle aches and pains to it going to the full-blown, really crippling often, illness. And it can be in a whole range. It can be walking wounded. It can be bedridden. And think about it. When you're spending more energy than your body is able to make for any reason, after a while, the area that uses the most energy for its size will start to malfunction. And that's called the hypothalamus. It controls sleep, which is why you can't sleep even though you're exhausted, controls your entire hormone system, thyroid, adrenal, ovaries, testes. It controls temperature, so 98.6 is a fever, and it controls autonomic function, blood pressure, pulse, sweating, that kind of gut function. So you can start to see where all these symptoms come from. In addition, energy requirements by the muscles are very high, and when muscles don't have enough energy, they're like a spring. They get locked in the shortened position. It takes energy to stretch that spring. That's why if you come home after a hard day's work and your energy is depleted, you don't go, honey, my muscles are so loose and limp. You know, the day I've had, it's gone, oh, but they're all tight. And that's when your honey works them out and you see all these tender knots called trigger points in the center of the muscles where they bunch up. And then the immune system needs a lot of energy. So the energy goes down and you get those systems go offline. But the nice thing is when you simply restore energy production with what we call the SHINE protocol, sleep, hormonal support, infections, nutrition, exercise as able, not too much, you're going to crash and burn, then you're going to get well. We treat people from all over the world, often even by phone, and people find that in 3 months, 6 months, they've got their life back.
Oh, so let's go into this SHINE protocol. So SHINE, the first one, S stands for sleep. You mentioned that we need sleep, but a lot of people get sleep and they don't feel rested. What should we do?
Well, first of all, people have trouble falling and staying asleep with this disease because the sleep center is not working. There are natural things that can be very helpful. I like a mix of herbs called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of six herbs. These most people sleeping like puppies. But in people with fibromyalgia, no one thing is going to do it. We need to combine a low dose of several things with a combination of natural and medications. But you want to use the right medications, things like low-dose trazodone, Neurontin, Xanaflex, even a little bit of Ambien can be very helpful along with the herbals. In addition, taking a snack, a protein snack at bedtime, like a hard-boiled egg, some meat or fish, can keep your blood sugar from dropping in the middle of the night and may decrease the tendency to that 2 o'clock in the morning inner alarm clock going off and waking you up. So you can get solid sleep, and virtually everybody with this disease, even though right now they're listening and saying, sound like a nice fellow, but you're crazy. There's no way I can get my hour sleep for those with fibromyalgia. I'm going to tell you, I've treated thousands and thousands of people, and I have this myself, by the way. So that's how I learned to treat it. You can get your 8 hours sleep. We'll show you how.
I'm a big believer of sleep. I find that if you can get sleep, your mitochondria will get energized, and you'll replete it, obviously, and then you're going to feel a lot better, a lot less pain. So H stands for hormones.
Exactly.
Should we get tested
thyroid
for hormone virtually deficiency?
Virtually everybody with this disease needs thyroid support, even if their tests are normal. If you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, if that sounds like you, you need thyroid. Adrenal, ignore the test. If you get irritable when hungry, you get these feed me now or I'll kill you moments. You get sore throats and respiratory infections that take forever to go away. That's low adrenal, and there's a product called Adrenal Stress End. It's a nice herbal natural mix that will smooth out those moods, keep you from needing a divorce lawyer, all those kind of things. And then if your symptoms are worse around your menses, the fibro symptoms, that suggests you may need bioidentical hormonal support as well.
Got it. So let's go to I. I stands for, you said immunity and infection?
Yes, immunity, infections, and inflammation. So for the infections, candida is the most important one. If you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, post-nasal drip, that kind of stuff. If you have a lot of gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, you have candida, and that you need to be treated with a mix of natural and prescription antifungals for 6 weeks of Diflucan, basically. Viral infections, antibiotic-sensitive infections, there are literally dozens of infections that can play a role. And to knock out the inflammation that's excessive, there's a pain mix called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. It's the most effective natural pain reliever in the world. You want to give it 6 weeks to work. You can use topical comfrey and pain. Very nice mix.
You know what? I find quite a bit for fibro patients that Epstein-Barr and chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr is a huge factor. That's a virus, Epstein-Barr virus. And what do you use as an antiviral?
Well, there's a host of things that you can go with. First, the most important is you want to give zinc to increase immunity, 20 milligrams a day. It's missed because it's low cost. Vitamin A, but carefully because it can cause birth defects at doses over 8,000 units. I'll use ProBoost, which is the thymic hormone, and I will use the antivirals for 6 to 12 months. And there's a number of different viruses, so I'm going to do testing to get a sense of which antiviral needs to be used. But I may use Valcyte, Valtrex, and interestingly, Celebrex, an arthritis medication, when combined with these, has a very potent effect at increasing the antiviral effectiveness.
So we got like 60 seconds left. We got still N and E, nutrition and exercise. Can you go ahead and give us some information about that?
Nutrition, I would use a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System plus Ribose. You can find both of these online at nfatigue.com, or you can find it on Amazon. Use a Shine Ribose. It's the best cost. And then go on endfatigue.com and do a free energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms and blood tests and tailor a program to optimize your energy production, which is what's needed for your fibromyalgia to go away.
Great. And then the last was exercise. Exercise?
Walk. Go for walks. Listen to your body. Don't do more than your body's comfortable with. Get a pedometer and aim to increase by 50 steps a day till you hit the level where your body says that's enough. Then after 10 weeks, your energy production will be soaring on Shine. Then you can start to increase walking more and more until you have your life back and you can exercise and do things.
Thank you, Dr. Teitelbaum. You have such a wealth of information. Endfatigue.com. Endfatigue.com. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.